What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Welcome to the Patrick Gale Show on the Boss Man Radio Network here. Got a new show for you guys representing Albany State Golden Rams basketball. We'll be your source for everything Albany State Golden Rams basketball. And you will see here from Coach Gale once a week here on the show, on his own show, Patrick Gale's episode one here on the Boss Man Radio Network. Coach Gale, I see you in your office, man. Good to kick this thing off with you, my brother. How are things down in Albany, Georgia, in Doherty County, man?
Man, we're doing great, man. We're working hard. The weather's changing, so basketball season is in the air, man. So we're excited, man. I want to just say, first of all, you know, I appreciate you, boss man. You are the man. As a coach at an HBCU that is just working every day to try to give the best experience to my student athletes. Talking to guys like you and networking with guys like you, and you've kind of grown our relationship. So I just want to take this time and say thank you very much for everything you've done for me and for this program.
Anytime, Coach. I want to ask you, man, like, I feel like people don't get the chance to really talk to you guys, especially at SAIC level, every week. And I feel like it's very important to what you've been on school here in Georgia, state school in Georgia, that you need to get out there and that you need to have somebody that's So give you a spotlight. And I feel like, why not me? No, rather than talk about it, why can't I do it myself? So I said, let me do it myself. So talk about just being the SIAC and kind of not guys already paying you like that's any attention, unless, like we said in the summer, unless you win or something bad happens.
And that's why, you know, I had to take this time to thank you. The biggest obstacles that coaches have, not just at the D2 level, but, you know, at all levels, it's just understanding that from the outside looking in, it looks a lot easier than we make it. You know, we work a lot harder than people think, because you're not supposed to make people think, you know, you work that hard if you're really doing your job. So we're having to constantly recruit. We're having to constantly fight, you know, to get our student athletes the resources and, you know, everything that they need. And then you have the individual issues that each student athlete comes with that you have to fix. That's an emergency. I just had an emergency this morning, you know, and I had to meet with a student athlete this morning. So, you know, these are the things that I don't think a lot of people understand. And then really, nor should they need to, because everybody's going through something. But when guys like you, you know, step up and look out, man, we appreciate it.
No doubt, man. I feel like, you know, you're doing a heck of a job down there. Basketball is basketball. I feel like the talent level is so tight right now because in from D1 to D2, even to D3, because of the portal and guys moving around, how these guys are getting coached better now all around the country. So the talent level, even though you're D2, is not that big away from a lower major D1.
Let me tell you something, man. Right now, like recently, Augusta beat a D1, you know? And everybody at the D2 level, you know, recognizes Augusta as a D1 parading as a D2, you know, because, you know, Coach Metris does such a great job with his program. They played in a national championship game, you know, I think a couple years ago. So there are so many D2s that have so many guys that are D1 talented. You know, you look at the last national champion, Nova Southeastern, their whole starting five. And I think a young man that we were recruiting, you know, off the bench, they all went D1. You know, we have to understand that in 2023, there's such a fine line of distinction between what's considered a Division I, Division II player that literally talent is not the distinction anymore. It really comes down to the personal, you know, investment that the player will put into his maturity, his game, and being ready for the opportunity. But at the D2 level, you have to be ready now. And you know, you can get it out of high school. You can get it out of postgraduate schools. You can get out of junior college. You can get out of, you know, going to a 4-year and then transferring. So the talent out there is immense, and coaches just have to do, you know, that much of a job to make sure they're getting the right talent. Sometimes you got to have talented guys that don't work out. So you got to get the right talent to fit you. And I'm excited about the guys we got. We got, you know, a unique situation with 5 seniors, but 5 freshmen. So, you know, I love the guys that we have. I love the freshmen that we have, but I also love the seniors that we have. So, you know, we're just excited about the work every day.
Now, Coach Gale, for you guys working out as you get ready to head towards November here to play your first game here coming up in a couple of weeks, and how was the workout being? Like, I know in the D2 level, you can't really do what D1 does for us, the summer touches, so you can get them in the fall, so kind of right. Make it come all together and mesh. How was that being a chance for you and your assistant trying to get that the right balance there of meshing old versus new and let the freshmen learn how the Albany State going around way is?
It's been fun. You know, the thing about having young people around and having freshmen is that you go back to teaching a lot more, you know, as a head coach. Whereas when you have transfers and older guys, you try to teach culture, and that can be frustrating when you're trying to teach just how to be a college basketball player and just seeing guys. Like, for example, we had our first practice, and, you know, one of my freshmen, one from Wheeler High School, Vino Stallworth, he said, "Coach, I can check something off my bucket list, my first college practice." He was excited, like literally a kid that, you know, woke up on Christmas morning because he's in his first college practice. And he got yelled at a lot the first week of practice. But the innocence and, you know, the enthusiasm, man, that does nothing but energizes you as a coach. I've been having so much fun teaching these young guys and also seeing how the older guys have to be teachers as well. So the workouts have been great. They've been competitive. They compete in everything. They kind of embrace each other. The young guys call the older guys old heads. The older guys call the freshmen, you know, the babies and the fresh meat. But, you know, just last night, seeing all those guys sitting at the table in the cafeteria after practice, man, it's been a fun and exciting, you know, start to our preseason and transition into our season.
100%. And at this point, like, do you start in your mind kind of trying to figure out who you're going rotation wise? Are you still just kind of let guys compete right now? Or are you kind of in your head trying to put together the pieces in your mind? Well, we get some scrimmages here coming up here real soon. We'll see if crystallize itself. But in my mind, I kind of know the way I'm going to go.
It's a great question. We are always looking at our rotation. We can only judge by what we see on the court. We've had a one scrimmage already, and that, you know, kind of answered some questions. We feel good about our top maybe 5 to 7 to 8. But that still, there's still some moving parts because we feel like, you know, we are developing some depth. So we look at everything. We look at every practice. We filmed every practice the first week and a half of practice. We had our scrimmage, so we have that on film. So it's an ongoing thing, but we kind of feel great, you know, about the first kind of, you know, rotation and the next rotation a little bit. But there's a lot of basketball still left to be played, you know, in practice and workouts before the season starts. So we'll see how that goes. But again, it's another thing that, you know, we get to evaluate. And when you have talent and when you have guys that want to work hard and enthusiastic, it's fun. And I have fun every day looking at the roster and trying to evaluate who fits where. We got guys that are stepping up and playing multiple positions, which is great. You know, so I'm you know, very excited about just that aspect and putting together to us the best rotation to get us going early in the season.
I think it's fun that you can actually take practices and watch the film, because I feel like that's where a young man really gets better, watching that film and teaching a young man how to watch film. Some guys, I'm watching film, though. Are you watching the right things on film? Are you watching for the right actions, what you're doing, your rotations? Are you hard-hitting? Are you slinking? Are you two-timing it? So, like, you got to really watch what you're looking at.
Right.
So, I know it's fun with freshmen. I'm like, oh, coach, I'm watching film, though. What are you watching? What did you see on this field?
And that's a good thing, because I actually had a freshman come to me, our freshman from Stranahan High School in Florida, Joshua Vedrin. He said to me, because we watched film, I want to say before practice in the morning. And he came to me and said, coach, I see now what you were talking about. When you can see yourself on film, the thing I tell my guys about film, you have to be selfish. You want to just watch you. When you watch you, are you in position? Like you said, are you communicating, you know, to the rest of your guys what coverage we're in and ball screens? What, you know, are you in the right place defensively? Offensively, if, you know, one option was taken away, are you seeing other options? Those type of things are only seen when you watch film. You can't see everything when you're actually playing, because you can watch the same film over and over again and see different things. So that's what we're trying to develop, like you said, how to watch film, how to just look at you. You can fix you before you fix anything else first. And then you can kind of look at it holistically as to how you fit with the rest of the guys on the floor.
100%. That's how you get better every day, young people out there, is you gotta watch that film, be humble enough to see your mistakes. You're not James Naismith. You don't know it all. Just remember that.
That's exactly right. That's the only way I tell my freshmen, that's the only way you're going to get better. You know, I put a challenge on them, you know, somewhat in the middle of the first week of practice, of because we tape every practice. Are you coming to watch film on your own with the coaches? And it doesn't have to be 2 hours, but are you putting in, you know, we give them notebooks to take notes. Are you putting in 15 to 20 minutes daily of something just for you to get better? And I always tell them the hard things, you know, the things that are not fun to do are the things you need to work on every day. You can work on the easy things all day. You know, like when you go in the gym and you look at two ball players, you see one shooting threes and dunking. Well, that's the fun part. But you see one form shooting and working on game shots, sprinting and then shooting. That's the hard part. And that's where the players are. The players are doing the hard things. the guys that just want to have fun, that are kind of like, you know, there to just, and it's a game. So there's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to, you know, do something serious with this basketball thing, you got to do the hard part. And the hard part is watching film and just working on that one skill set that your coaching staff is asking you to do.
No doubt. I could go harken back to my experiences playing basketball, because immediately I'm a better football player than a basketball player. But on the basketball court, I knew I could hustle, I could defend, and shoot threes. My handle wasn't what it could be because I have time to practice my handle. But if I could shoot, defend, and hustle, I can play. So that's how I put basketball. I knew immediately I'm a better football player, wide receiver, than I am a basketball player. So it's like, I knew that. So you have to also know what your skill set is on a basketball court, know what you could do to play. And I had the intangibles where I could play. So I knew defensively, hustling, and shooting threes, don't take this lot of skill like trying to be a point guard or something like that. So, like, I knew that about myself as a player. You also admit to yourself as a player, but what am I?
And the biggest thing is, at this level, you have to be able to do something that helps the team win. And if you can't put the ball in the basket, you got to do everything else. Like you said, you got to defend, you got to hustle, you got to rebound, got to be in position to communicate to the rest of your guys. Like, there's always something that's needed to win games. Even deflections. People don't realize, I mean, we chart deflections. Deflections are an important thing in winning because it helps to get those extra possessions, and it puts doubt in the offensive players' mindsets when they make passes. So that disrupts their offense. So, you know, for a lot of young players, if you look at the little, like, look at what people don't like to do that you do well. There's always something that you do well that maybe some other people might not like to do. And if you hone in on that, you'll be successful.
No doubt, 100%. And Coach Gales, you went to Savannah last week for SIAC Media Day. How's it seeing all your fellow colleagues in the conference, man, and seeing people predict stuff and take pictures and talk to people, man? How was that for you going down there, man?
It was great. You know what? And you just hit the nail on the head. The best part of, you know, being in Savannah wasn't talking about, you know, our upcoming season. It was just, you know, being around and being able to just talk to other coaches and even players. We actually had dinner with a couple of players, you know, from the program of Benedict and ironically, Malachi McCoy is a preseason SIAC player, you know, of the year. Great kid, humble young man from the Bahamas. I've known him, you know, since he was in high school in the Bahamas, because I have a connection out there. But just a A-plus young man and talent. And it was great just to sit down and talk to him and have him, you know, him and his teammate, Marshawn West, have him talk to our guys, Terren Wofford and Jameer Moore, and just talk about just life. I mean, it wasn't just talking about basketball. It was everything else. And Coach Maddox, he does a great job at Benedict. And, you know, it was cool to be around the coaches and just to talk to them. Even the women's coaches, you know, I talked to the, you know, coach at Central State, and, you know, we had a great, you know, talk just about our faith and, you know, about what we feel our purpose is. And, you know, our biggest statement was that we don't wish ill upon anybody else's program. When I go to pray, I don't just want to pray for my team. You know, I pray for all the teams, and we have no idea what other coaches and other teams, you know, other student athletes are going through. So we like to, you know, make sure that our hearts, you know, are pure. And sometimes you got to bear the burden, you know, for your brother. You know, so there's nothing wrong with that. We will compete. You know, nobody goes in the game trying to lose. But you, as you know, there's a winner and there's a loser. You know, and you know, we are trying to work to turn things around in this program. But we've learned a lot from the losing. You know, and I feel that the biggest thing that I've learned is that you're not coaching just for basketball. It's bigger than that. You know, I have a statement to my guys, bigger than basketball, you know? So when you're in a setting like that, you look at what's bigger than basketball. You know, you look at the players that you've seen grow up in 4 years or in 3 years, you know, that are now seniors, and you look at where they came from, you know, as players, and you look at your own players, you know, and you let them know, wow, this is special. You know, you're part of, you know, a conference and playing college basketball, a fraternity, you know, that's not accessible to everybody. So you're humbled by it, and you know it kind of gets you ready for the season. But the season goes by fast. Once you get in it, you don't realize how fast it goes. So you have to take those times to enjoy those moments.
No doubt, man. Like you said, the season starts for me tomorrow. But in April just flies by. It's already April. Like, really? It's already, yeah, man. Like, you got to enjoy these moments for man, because life is precious. We see what's going on in the world right now. Life is precious, you know. Seeing people, like, you know, just enjoying every moment pretty much. Like, for me, doing this radio thing is my enjoyment. I get just to let loose and be myself and not have to worry about nothing. This is fun. I can talk to people like yourself and just, you know, fellowship and give back in my own way. You know, it's not much, but I can give back in this way by a platform to people like yourself and helping people like yourself get out there, because you're doing the Lord's work, helping raise young Black men to come to Albany State and work with you and be in an environment around people who look like them, who can help them grow as people as they navigate through this crazy world that we're living in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I definitely take that seriously, because that's why I'm here. I'm not here for anything else. So, you know, and it was hard. It was hard, but it was also, you know, needed. You know, coming to Albany State, you know, I won a lot. So, you know, you kind of can not take it for granted, but you kind of get spoiled. So, you know, I've had to work that much harder. You know, obviously it's a tougher, you know, situation as far as the conference, SIAC, and Division II basketball. But we've had some experience here where I know, you know, what we do works. Is just, you got to have everybody bought in. You got to have everybody going in the same direction. And, you know, what hurt us in the last couple seasons really wasn't a basketball issue. So that's where I've had to get better. And that's where I've had to reassess, you know, my purpose and what I'm doing. And it's funny, because that leads me to get to know a guy like you, you know, and understanding that power of discernment, and you know, understanding that people like you are there and are out there to help, you know, forget about me, to help this program, which helps student athletes. So that's important. That's huge. So I have to teach my young men to have that same power of discernment, so that when they go out into the world and they're seeking something, and the Lord brings a guy like a boss man in their life, they have to take advantage of that, and they have to pay it forward to the next person. But you can't help somebody else until you help yourself. So you have to be in that position and that mindset so that you can help others. And it's not ever about just, you know, yourself. It's always about, you know, you fulfilling your purpose and doing what you're supposed to do to help others. And if more people thought like that, the world would be a lot easier and better place to live.
No doubt. And folks, this has been the first Patrick Gale Show, Bossman Radio Network, Bossman Entertainment Group. And just know, we're going to bring this to you every week. Coach is going to recap games. He's going to preview games. We're going to have guests. So understand, we're just getting started here on the Patrick Gale Show. It's going to be a heck of a year. I always say Golden Rams basketball on the Bossman Show. Get your fix here with me and Coach Gale every week on the Bossman Show. We are out.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.